Rav Chof Hamid Aleph, around 10 lines from the bottom, Tana Rabbanan. We had heard in the Mishnah a double bachloikes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. There was one machloikes, if one is permitted to bring in Yontif and Eilas Riyem. Beis Shammai held you're only permitted to bring Shalmei Chagige in Yontif. The Eilas Riyah should be brought in Chol HaMoed. Beis Hillel held you're permitted to bring an Eilas Riyah also. There was another machlokes if one is permitted to make smiche b'chol koichai on the Shalmei Chagige, Beis Shammai Asad, and Beis Hillel Ramat. Tana Rabban, Maise Behillel Azokein, Shehevi Oilosei La'azoro Lismeich Oleil B'yontif. Hillel brought his Oilo. He held you're permitted to be Makriv and Oilo Sriya in Yontif. Lismeich Oleil. He intended to make Smicha also. Chibru Olof Talmidei Shammai Hazokim. So the Talmidei Shammai got together. And there was a group of them. Omru loy mativo shal behemazu. What is pshat in this behemah? What do you intend to do with this behemah? Omar lahem, so Hillel told them, nekevehi, this is a nekeve, ulazivche shlomim hevesi, I brought it for a shlomim, which was a lie. It was really a zocha, and he brought it for an oila, but he did not want to get into an argument with them. This was the anibis of Hillel, even though we have to picture this. This was Hillel HaZokein, this was Talmidei Shammai, but it seems that they were kanoim. They wanted to make sure that he shouldn't be makriv on oila sriya in Yontif if their Rebbe holds it as also. Kishkesh lahem biznovo. So he told them it was an akeve. So he started rubbing the tail of the behemoth to show them. They'll lift up the tail and they'll see that it's an akeve. But, so as long as he started doing this, so they took him, they trusted him already. That's what the Chedusha Meiri says. They didn't go to look. So if a cat, he wants to show them, so finish, so it's an akeve. And then they left, so he was already out of trouble. V'oisei hayoim, gavra yodom shel Beis Shammai al Beis Hillel. And that day, it seems there's a lot of Beis Shammai dikis. They were more than the Beis Hillel dikis. Ubikshu likvoya aloche kemoisam. So they held it's time to come to a minyan, mestame, and we should be keveya the aloche. Like Beis Shammai, that one is not permitted. It seems that they started with a bang, that there was already a psasichsuch with Hillel HaZokein, if you're allowed to be makriv an oila sriya, and not so, so they decided, let's come to a minyan, and we'll be kevei the halacha. V'ho yosham zokein echad mitalmidei Shammai HaZokein. Now there was an elderly Talmud Chochem there from the Talmidei of Shammai, Ubova ben Buta Shmoi, Shahoya Yoideya Shahaloche ki Beis Hillel. And he knew, the Ra'ah says, in this machloikis, he knew we don't paskin like Beis Shammai, we paskin like Beis Hillel. Is therefore, so he got involved in this whole sichsuch. And he was a Zokin, he was respected by the Talmidei Shammai. V'shilach v'hevi kol tzoin keido. He brought a lot of kosher v'tzoin. Shebi Yerushalayim v'hemidom ba'azore. And he brought them into the Azore. And he said, V'omar, kol mi she, now argues is, kol mi sheroitze lismoich yovei v'yismoich. Whoever wants to make smicha can make smicha. Which was very modne, because the whole story wasn't speaking about smicha. There was a tumul about oilas riyah. So the Rishash brings down, in the Tosefta it says,
He said as follows, Kol mi shetzorich lohovi oilois ushlomim, yavoi viyito. That's the gears and the Tosefta. Forget, he brought a lot of behemoths, and he wanted to tell people you could purchase oilos. Even though the Talmidei Shammai had held, you're not permitted to be makrib today in oila, he went and brought a lot of zechorim, and that's what he said. Kol mi shetzorich lavi oilis ishlomim yavei v'yito. If you want, you could be makrib oilis. Va'oisei hayoyim gavro yodon shel beis hillel, and it seems that the everything turned. After Bava ben Buta said this, so Gavra Yodon shall be silu, the Kavu Halacha Kemaisan, so they were Keveya the Halacha Fakel, Loihoya Sham Odom She'irer Bedova Klum. And no one disagreed, so it started off like Beis Shammai, but it ended like Beis Hillel. The Chidushe Meiri says that he brings a lashon of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says a lashon that you can cut a tree by itself. That means when you take an axe to cut the tree, so the handle of the axe comes from a tree. So that means the destroyer of the tree comes from itself. So the Yerushalmi is medamidis to this maise. That means the Talmidei Shammai had a mapole through Bava ben Zuta, who was also from a Talmid of Shammai. Let us see Rashi. Nekevahi bavchochom edalef, nekevi she'ein oilo nekeve. This is a nekeve, so I'm not bringing it for an oilo. That means Vinisht V. Hillel was the Zakana Doyer, the Nasi. He could have said, please, I can take care of myself, but Al Stanivis of Hillel, he was Mishane Bnei Hasholem, he said a Sheker in the Beis Hamikdash, he said it's a Mekeve, he said it's a shlomim. That was the yanivis of Hillel. Kishkesh lahem biznovo kedei lahatoison, to pull them, she used spurim, she in the cave. They should be under the impression that Ataka is in the cave. Tsoim keido mu'ulim hoyu. Let us see. Toises vehevi kol tsoim keido bazore, v'teima, so toises akashe mevim chulen bazore. How can you stop as I bring bring into the Azore a behemoth chulin. That's one maise. Shuv maise b'talmid echad mitalmidei beis hillel shehevi oilosoi la'azore. Lismoich olel. There was another maise. And Rashi says, shuv maise la'acha ha'maise hazeh. After this maise, so yemaisa b'talmid echad. There was a maisa b'talmid echad mitalmidei beis hillel shehevi oilosoi la'azore. He brought his oile to the azore. Lismeich oleho. To make smiche. Motzoi talmid echad mitalmidei beis shammai. Amaloi mazu smiche. What pshat? You're making smiche? Let's see what Rashi says. Mazu smiche. Shatoroitze lismach. You want to make smiche? The laver al divrei beishamai. Poloi onu chalukim aleichem. How could you do such a thing, a chutzpah in the Beis Hamikdash, to make smiche? And we hold that smiche is awesome. Now, I would think that this gemore is a moire de keraye to the girse of the Rishash, which we had mentioned before. Our girse in the Gemara is that they came to a conclusion, the Omar, v'oisa yem gavra yodim shal beisil v'kava alochi kemaisam. It would seem, the way it says in our girse, that they were kevei v'alochi like beis hillel, that you're permitted to make smicha. That's what it says in our Gemara. The Rishash made a grace. The Rishash said that the he brings from the Tesefta that the Kviyas Halacha was he could bring an Oilam. So according to the Rishash's Gilse, so it's beautiful. So now there was only a Kviyas Halacha that he could be Makrib an Oilam. But on Smicha, they were never Kvei Halacha. So Memela, so this Maisa that happened later, So he had a taina on smicha. On smicha, they never were made that to Beis Hillel. According to our Gilse, it's l'chayr et modne. If it says, Rashi says this maisa happened later, and they were kavu halacha kemaisan, that you're permitted to make smicha, so then it's very difficult to understand what's pshat in this maisa. But it's very interesting, Taisvis and Chagige, Dav Zayin Amid Beis, asks a shayla. Taisus asks a shayla. This Talmud wanted to do two things. He wanted to make smicha on an oilo. So Taisus asks Akasha, why didn't they chepel with him how he's permitted to bring an oilo? So then it's tamazay modnech. I mean, if we will assume that this maisa happened later and they were kevei aloche, so the zichu were kevei aloche on one thing. I mean, so they were go. So why should they chepu? Why should he chepu with him on an oilo? They already have come to the decision that you're permitted to bring an oilo. So I don't understand Taisus and Chagige. But Taisus asked this kasha: why was he only disagreeing with him on smicha, and why didn't he say anything about the oilo? Al Koponim, so he came over to him and he asked him, Mazu smicha, what kind of business is this to make smicha in your oiva and divrei beishamai? Omaloi, so he answered him, Mazu shtike. So Rashi says, Omaloi mazu shtike, why is it, shahoye loch lishtoik ve'enach shoisek, why aren't you quiet? L'cheire, what's the taine? L'cheire, the taine is, with the greatest respect I have for you, and you hold that smith is also, but we have to know there's zuvus u'divilei kim chayim. There were two bote din. There was the be'ir achas. Meshame held like this, but there was there's another opinion also. So what are you to talk? Why aren't you quiet? So he made him be quiet. He screamed at him. I don't know if this was after the statement or the statement was said screaming at him. But Al Kaponim, he kept quiet. That ended that conversation. Omar Abaye Hilkach Aitzuve Merabono. Now this here's a very difficult Gemara to understand. Abaye from this Maisa learned out a halacha. This was a Talmud of Beis Hillel, a Tane, and he was confronted not correctly. Mr. Talmud, the Beis Shammai, the Talmud Beis Shammai did not have a right to say this to Mazus Miche. And he answered him in a certain oifen. He told him, Mazu shtike. He told him, Mazu smiche, and he answered him, Mazu shtike, why aren't you quiet? Omar Abaye Hilkach, from this maisa we can derive, Aitzuve merabonon, if you have a Talmud Chochem, the Omalei Chavre Milse, this Chavre went over to this Talmud Chochem and he told him something perhaps which is degrading or insulting. Leilahadelei Milse Tvei Mima the Omalei Chavre. He should not be Moisef more than what he told him. This we see. The Iyu Omalei Mazu Smiche, the Kamahadalei Mazu Shtike. Why aren't you quiet? He shouldn't be moisif on what he says. It's very unclear what the Gemara means. The Chochmas Monayach says Pshat over here
that if someone confronts someone and tells him, you're a ganef, you're a mamza, so he shouldn't tell him, you're a ganef or you're a mamza, that he shouldn't do. Number one, he says, because that's not, so we have two ganovim. What did we accomplish with this? He didn't say he's not a ganef, he just says, you're a ganef, so that didn't accomplish anything. He should just tell him to be quiet. That's how he says he should not be moisif any more insults. He should just tell him, let's stop the conversation over here. It shouldn't go further, and it shouldn't, it seems that's how he seems to learn pshat in this member of Abaye. But it seems Abaye learned out a halacha from this Talmud of Beis Hillel. Yeah. Zog de Gemara weiter. Tanya, Amru lahem Beis Hillel le Beis Shammai. Now, we had a machlokes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, if one is permitted to be makriv a oilas riya an yontif. That was the machlokes. So now we're going to have the tzdode ha-machlokes and what the machlokes is, what the reasons of Beis Shammai and what the reasons of Beis Hillel are. Amru lahem Beis Hillel le Beis Shammai. Uma b'mokem sha'oso lehedyit. Muta ligavoya. In Azman, when a hedyit is not permitted to take care of his own needs, that means Shabbos. Shabbos, a person cannot be making any tzolchei Shabbos for himself in Shabbos. Mishetor be'erev Shabbos yeichol b'Shabbos. But in Shabbos he can't take care of his needs. Is muta ligavoya afal piken. The Torah was matter that you're allowed to bring kol b'nei tzibur in Shabbos, you're allowed to bring a tomid, you're allowed to bring a musaf. Is mokim shemuta lehedyet so yantiv. When one is permitted to make tzolchei hedyet in yantiv, the Torah was mekel in yantiv, that one is permitted to take care of his own tzrochim, Einedin shemuta legavoya. So about the gevis, it should be muta legavoya, that you should be able to bring kalbonis in yontiv, and the purpose of the kal b'chomer is that to prove that you're allowed to bring an oilas riyah in yontiv. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, mokem sha'oso lehedyit, Shabbos sha'oso lasos lehedyit klum. Shabbos, one is not permitted to do anything l'tzorche hedyit, muta ligavoya, to meet the mumusofim. Mokem sha'muta lehedyit yontiv, d'chsiv hu levade yeyoso lachem, kol tzad tzorche achilem. All tzolchei achila are permissible. Ein edin shemuta legavoya kol tzolchei achilas mizbeach. That means if in Shabbos with tzolchei achilosoi I'm not permitted to prepare, afal pikein I'm permitted to be mechin tzolchei achilas mizbeach, is yontiv that it was became huter afal tzolchei achilosoi. Vada givis, tzolchei achilas mizbeach should be muta, vafilu oilas riyah. The Mephoshim ask that, lechayre, since this is going from, with a midah of a kal v'chomer, so you should say dayoy, that you can only learn out how much is mutar in Shabbos. That means the only tmidim and musafim should be muta. How can you jump with this kal v'chomer to an oilas riyah? Okay, that's a problem. But let us go further. So Al Kaponim, that was the Kal Vochomer of Beis Hillel, that Beis Hillel said that the Torah was matar tzolche achilas hedyet yomtev avad givis, the Torah should be matar tzolche achilas hamizbeach, and an oilas riyah should be muta. Oma lohen Beis Shammai nidorim o nidoveis yechichu. He says, you're telling me that Yontev
Sorchei Gavoye is permissible. So I bring a raya from a nedarim and nedavix, that a person had a neder or another a nedavet to bring a shlomim or an oilo. So he's not permitted to bring it in yomtiv. So you see shemuta lehedyit, but also legavoya. So you see that your kal v'chayma does not work. That means you're telling me a day that's mutal, tzayich hedyit, tzayich gavoya shezicha become muta. So we see nedarim and nedavish, which is a tzayich gavoya. Afal pikein, it is also you yourself hold that it's also. So you see that your kal v'chayma is not muchach. I have a pircha from nedarim and nedavish. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says nedarim and nedavish shechichu. Sheyontev mokem hamutala had you to, at yontev one is permitted to do tzolche achilose, v'atem moidim lonu, and you are moided to us, shasurim lakiv, you can't be makriv nedorim and nedovish, v'ain tzolche gavoya, so why doesn't your kalvachayma work over there? That was Beishamay's kasha and Beisilu. Amru lahem beisilu, malu nedorim unedovoish she'ein kavua lahem zman. That means that is not a tzorech for this day. That means tzorechei hedyit, that means tzorechei eichel nefesh, whatever one needs to eat on yontif, one is permitted to cook on yontif, to prepare on yontif. So that I'm saying that the tzolchei gavoya in yontif also, whatever the yontif needs, so it's also, even if it's gavoya, it also should be mutter. That's the needs which are meyuchid for yontif. A kal v'chayma from tzolchei hedyit. But nedarim and nedavis, there's nothing to do with yontif. He owes a neder or a nedav, he has to be makrivit. But this is not tzolchei hayoim. So Memela, so he could do it another time. He could have done it before. He could do it later. So therefore, it's not Tzolchei Hayoyim. Ta'imar ba'eiles riyeh shekavu alo zman. And eiles riyeh, this is take, it's kavu alo zman. I mean, the din is when a person is a mitzvah. When one comes into the Beis HaMikdash, there's a mitzvah of Riyah, and there's a mitzvah to bring a Kolben Riyah, an Eilus Riyah. So Memele, the Yerol Ponai Reikam. So Memele, the Riyah is Mechayiv an Eilus Riyah. So this is Mitzolchei Hayoyim. So therefore, here we have a Kalbo Chayim, and the Dorim and the Dovis are not Mitzolchei Hayoyim. That was Beis Hillel's Teres. Amru lahem beishamai avzu ein kavu alozman. He says that is not true. An oilas riyah also does not have to be brought today. This nan we learned in the Mishnah, misha loichog biyontev rishin shelchak. If a person did not bring the kolben chagige, the shalmei chagige, the first day yontev, chaygeik vahoylech kol haregul kuloi. Beyond the va'achin shelchak, and who are din by eilus riyah also, so it doesn't have to be brought today. So it's not mitzolchei hayoyim. So mamon of shech. If you need tzolchei hayoyim, and that's why nedarim and nedavis, you're moidi, you're not permitted to bring because it's not a tzorech hayoyim. So an eilus riyah is not also tzorech hayoyim. You have time to bring it. He could bring it to Chalamayit. Amru lahem beis hillel abzu kavu alozman. No. Oilas riyeh is different than the dorim and the dovis. And oilas riyeh is kavu alozman, b'snan over haregel v'loichok. If the regal passes by and he did not bring the kol mechagig and who didn't oilas riyah, ain't a chayiv b'chayusay. So he's not mechuyiv to bring it. That means he lost the opportunity and he can't bring it anymore. Now we have to understand what is Beis Hillel answering Beis Shammai. So let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Avzu kavu alozman. He answered that this is kavu alozman. The yesh lochush, what did he tell him? He told him, you know, there's also, you don't have so much time to bring it. You only have till the end of Yom Tov. The yesh lochush shemo yivsha, oye ones b'sha yemei hamoyed, the lo yovi. And maybe he won't bring it chalamoyed. So therefore, this is called kavu alozman. Now, this is a very difficult Rashi. What is pshat in Rashi? That means he told Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel told Beis Shammai. This is different than the Dorim and the Dovas. The Dorim and the Dovas does not have to be brought at all today. Oilus Riyah should be brought today. Why? Maybe he'll be unable to bring it. Chalamoit, maybe an anus will occur. Maybe a pshia will occur. So it comes out, if this might occur, so today's the only day to bring it. Today he could bring it. So Mamela, so this is the zman to bring it. What is pshat in this? So Rabbi Chanan and Kovitz Shiurim wants to say as follows. Rabbi Chanan says that there's a heter of oichel nefesh. A person is permitted to do meloche with tzeirich oichel nefesh. And he says, what does oichel nefesh mean? Oichel nefesh does not mean that I'm only permitted to cook what I definitely will eat in Yom Tov. That means that ones that have to have a questionnaire first, will I eat, or I'm going to make 5 pounds of potatoes, I'm going to eat like all 5 pounds, they will be eaten, or maybe we can get away with 4. So Rabbi Chanan says, the din of oichel nefesh min ha-Torah is one is permitted to do a meloche if there will be, there's a possibility that he might need it. That's called tzeirich hayoyim. Maybe we'll need 6 pounds. Maybe. So that is also called tzeirich oichel nefesh. Tzeirich oichel nefesh is whatever possibility there might be that it might be needed. There's a possibility it might be needed. That goes into tzeirich, that's called a tzeirich hayayim. Ha'oife miyantiv l'chayil means that I know klo that I don't need it. I don't need it. But, so then one is not permitted to do a meloche. I finished eating. There's no need for me to eat. Then there's a machlekes rabbi and rav chisiv say, hoyil mikli oichem. Oichem might still come. But that is not on the agenda. But something what I can be aware of that might occur, that means I might need more, that's poshut, that's the tzeirich oichel nefesh, that the Torah was mata lehedyet. So the Torah was mata lehedyet, tzeirich oichel nefesh, that means that if there is a possibility that I might need this for Yom Tov, one, the Tzeirech Hedyet, the Tzeirech was matter. So this is called a Tzeirech Hayayim. So therefore, Beis Hillel said that since there's a possibility that I will be unable to be makriv the Oilus Riyah in Chalamoit, I only have a Mugbol Dikizman to be makriv the Oilus Riyah, I only have till the end of the Yom Tov. And since there's a possibility that I will be unable to be makrivit mechalamoid, so memele, so this is also considered a tzeirich hayayim. The kalvach aimer tzeirich gavoya from tzeirich hedyit is that whatever is considered a tzeirech hedyot, and a tzeirech hedyot means if there is a possibility I might need it for myself, so I'm permitted to do a malacha, that's called tzeirech oichel nefesh. Whatever it is a possibility I might need, so the kal vachomer tzeirech gevayis is also. If there's a possibility that there's a necessity that it has to be nikra today, because maybe I'll be unable to be makrivit mechalamoid. So that makes it a tzeirech hayoim. Nedarim and nedavis. Nedarim and nedavis, what do you mean? So you can always bring them. There's no mugud. Maybe you'll be able to love a baal ta'acher. That's a besundere parasha. But al koponim, the nedarim and nedavis, the tzeirech gevoyer could always be nismalei. After Yom Tov, 2 months, 3 months, you can always bring it. So since you could always bring it, so memele, so therefore it is not necessary, it's not called a tzeirech hayoim, to bring it in Yom Tov. You have time to bring it. So therefore it is also. Ma she'en kein, oilus rie, is considered a tzeirech hayoim, taking into consideration that there might be a possibility that if he won't bring it in Yom Tov, he will be unable to bring it at all. That is how Rabbi Chanan says Pshat. Now, I'm sorry, there's one thing I don't understand that means, let us go back to the Yesod of Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan said that by Tzeirech Eichel Nefesh, you don't have to be Mitzamtzim and prepare exactly what I will need. No, if whenever there's a possibility I might need it, that's also called a tzeirech hayoim. Now, let us speak about that. I might need it. Let's say there's a 95% chance you won't need it. There's a 5% chance I might need it. Is that also called a tzeirech hayoim? I mean, on all other shailas, when we have a shaila, we always are samech amroiv. So, l'chayre, if there's a 95% chance, I won't need it. Maybe I'll need it. I mean, l'chayre, a suffix, I understand. If it's a 50-50 suffix, I might need it, I might not. That's called a tzarech. You might need it. But let's say if there's a 95% mistama, you won't need it. There's a minute percent, you might need it. So why should that be considered a tzeirech hayoim? There's a 5% chance I might need it. L'chayre roiv should be mevare, mestame, you won't need it. So it should not be considered a tzeirech hayoim. And if that is true, so now let's go into this cheshbon. I mean, Beis Hillel was matir. Beis Hillel was matir to bring an oilus riyeh, because maybe an oinus will occur the whole chalamoid, and he will be unable to bring it the whole chalamoid, so therefore, this is called a tzeirech hayoim. I mean, what are the percentages that an oinus will occur the whole chalamoid? It's possible, but it's zicha mestavel that most probably be able to bring it chalamoid. So that is a little unclear. L'chayre al pisvore, you should cheshbon with percentages, and if you do cheshbon with percentages, so l'chayre there should be a birur of roiv to be mevarer that this is not considered a tzeirech hayoim. Ab al kaponim, that's how Rabbi Chanan says pshat in Rashi that the limud of Beis Hillel was, I'm learning out, a limud from Tzolchei Hedyit, that as long as the possibility, it might be a Tzolchei Hedyit, it might be needed. So this is considered a Tzolchei Hayoim, so who adin in Tzolchei Gevoyah, and Achilas Mizbeach, there's a possibility, if it won't be Nikrav today, it's also called Tzolchei Hayoim. Amal Amru Lahem Be Shammai. Yeah, that we said already. Amru Lahem. Amru lem Beishamai, v'loi kval nema, lochem v'loi legavoy. So then Beishamai went with a different cheshbet. There's enough in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says that the malacha that is permitted in Yontif is dafke lochem. If it's done lochem, for you, your tzayr, v'loi legavoy. Amru lehem Beishilu, v'loi nema kval nema, lashem, chag lashem, kol de lashem. That everything that's Lashem is also the Lachem. Im kein matam leima Lachem, Lachem v'loy lekusim, Lachem v'loy leklovim. That means you cannot say that Lachem is memayit kol tzorche gavoye, because Beisilo darshan's Lashem, kol de Lashem, it is also permissible. Let us see Rashi. V'aloi kvar nema l'ashem, v'chagoysem oysoi chag l'ashem. That is the first b'rais. Aboshol oimro b'loshen acheres. Aboshol said over the machlokes b'yishamei b'silul in a slightly different loshen. B'silul started off with such a kal v'chaymah. Ma b'mokem shekiroscha stuma. What is Shabbos when your oven is closed? You can't cook for yourself on Shabbos. Kiras raboch psucha, but the oven of the Rabbeinu Shlom and the Beis HaMikdash is open. That means we're makiv kobonis sibur and Shabbos. B'mokem shekiroscha psucha, so yomtev. That your oven is open, it can be used l'tzorcha yontes. Ein eidin shekiras rabach psuchom. So avada givis, the oven of the Beis HaMikdash could be open to be makriv tzorcha achilas mizbeach. V'chein bedin, and then they said another svore. The svore is like this. Shleye shulchanach molei b'shulchan rabach reikom. The svara is that how could it be that in Yontif Shulchanach should be mole, you could have whatever you need, and the Mizbeach should be empty. So therefore, this Lucheir is a Tzorech, Simchas Yontif, Taisus says in Daf Yud Beis, that how could one enjoy his Sude, realizing that Shulchan Rabbah is Reikon, so this is another Svara. So therefore, it should be permissible to be Makrev Eilas Riyim. Now, what is the difference between this Bereis and the first Bereis, besides the different Lashonis of the Kal V'chomer? This was a Kal V'chomer with an oven. But there's a meridik achilik between the first baraisa and the second baraisa. The first baraisa, after Beis Hillel said their kal v'chomer, so Beis Shammai said, Nedorim Nedovish Shechir, a beautiful kal v'chomer, but you see it doesn't work by Nedorim Nedovish. Then they went to whole shmuz, if Nedorim Nedovish is different than Eilas Riyah, not different, but Beis Shammai answered this kal v'chomer. In the second Bereise, it seems Beis Hillel said their Kal V'chomer, and Beis Shammai had nothing but to say. So that is the machlokes between the first Bereise and the second Bereise. But my komiflegi, mar sover nedorim and nedoves kraven beyond it. The second Bereise holds, Beis Shammai held, that according to Beis Hillel, one is permitted to be makir the dorm and the dovish beyontiv. So he couldn't tell them the dorm and the dovish sheikhiyach, because according to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to be makir the dorm and the dovish also. So Memela, so after he said the kal v'chomer, he had no way of slugging up the kal v'chomer. Umar sovar, in the first Bereisa held, ein kreven beyontiv. Ein kreven beyontiv means that Beis Shammai held the full according to Beis Hillel, you cannot be makrim the dorim and the dovis. So Memele, that is why in the first Bereise, Beis Shammai asked Beis Hillel, there was a mechiyach of the dorim and the dovis, and in the second Bereise, Beis Shammai had no way of slugging up the Kal V'chomer of Beis Hillel. Let us see Rashi. Oimra b'loshin acheres, lahai Kal V'chomer de Beis Hillel de Lael. Kal V'chomer was said in a different loshin. Kira yesh lo beis kibu, l'kabel shtei k'teres. A kira was an oven bizman chazal. There are two openings you could put two pots on top of it. Shaykh l'meimu bo stumo psucho. It's open, it's usable, it's shut, you can't use it. L'maik b'flegi abashol v'tanakame. Abashol v'loy oma omru lahem b'shamay nedorim nedove shechichu. Abashol, which did not fear ois, also on Yonte. So therefore, Nabashol's Baraisa Beishamai did not slug up the Kal V'chomer Beishilo with Nedorim and Nedoves. So that is the difference between the first Baraisa and the second Baraisa. If, according to Beis Hillel, the Dom and the Dovis are craving beyond. Let us go a little further. Omar Rav Huna, so now we have here Machlokes, two Baraises, if according to Beis Hillel, one can be makrev the Dorim and the Dovis beyond. Omar Rav Huna, Ledivrei ha'oimer the Dorim and the Dovis ain't craving beyond. According to the man, the Omer that says, you cannot be makriv nedorim nedovis. Loiteime, don't say, midiraise mer zechozi. Now don't say that minateire, everyone holds you could be makriv. Verabonon hu de gozri bugzeire shema yishe, and the rabbonon asked to be makriv nedorim nedovis, because if a person will know that he is he could be makrib them in Yontev. He might go. This person is another nedove. So, Luchere, he should be mizdaris and bring it. So, but if he knows he could be makrib it in Yontev, so he'll say, no, I can kill two birds with one stone. I need a lot of meat, Yontev. And I have to bring a nether that I had made, so I'll push off being makrib my nether till Yontev, be makrib my nether, and I'll have meat. So, Rabbanu de Gozer b'gzeir Hashema Yishe, he might step it off till Yontev, and then it could be, he won't be able to do it Yontev, and he'll be over Baltach. So Rav Huna says, don't say that that is the reason one is not permitted to be makrib nedorim nedovis. That means minatei yalau tu, no, the Rabbanu nasad al tzgzeir. Ela filo midereis en nami leichozul. No, the one that holds you cannot be makim the dom and the dovis, min ha'toyre you can be makim the dom and the dovis. Where do we see this? Doshtei alechem, the chayvas hayoim ninu, shtei alechem is a chayvas hayoim. That means shvuas, they brought the kipsei atzeres, two kvosim, but the shtei alechem. Now this is a chayves hayayim for shvuas. The leka lemigzer shema yisha, that means this has to be brought shvuas. One can bring it before. Afal pikein veinidoyche loyes ha-shabbos loyes ha-yontif, but the baking of the shtei halechem was done erev Shabbos, erev yontif. It was not done in yontif. So we see from this that if it can be done before, it is not permissible to do in Yontif. So this is the dimyan to Nedorim and Nedovis. Nedorim and Nedovis, since they can be brought before, there is no heter whatsoever to bring them in Yontif. So Rav Huna is saying that the one who asks Nedorim and Nedovis is not only an Isser, a Gzeire, the Rabbon and Shem Yishe, nor it's also Minatoire, because since it could have been brought before or afterwards, so it's not called a Tzoyre Chayoyim, and it is not Tzoyre Yontev. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Loiteime midaraise mer zechose, Don't say that min ha-Torah you're permitted to bring the Dorim and the Dovim. The Lashem mashme kol the Lashem, afilu the Dorim and the Dovim. Don't say that. And the whole reason you can't bring the Shem or Yishe ad ha-Moyit, because if Unoi can wait till Yontif, so wait haka till Yontif, she'ei loy boso motzi beregel, v'shemek shiyove ha-Moyit, and if he'll wait till Yontif, yor loy oynes unimtza ma'acha nidra, he might be ma'acha the nether. So therefore Chazal said, don't be makrivit in Yontif. So he says, no, midaraisi namisvir leidiyosa. The one, the man, the Omar that holds you cannot be makrivit the Dorim v'Dovim, that's min ha-Torah you can't be makrivit. The chiksiv la-Hashem dum yedevach ha-goysem koma. The la-Hashem is only matter korbonis similar to chagige. Oilois ha-doimis la-chagige zman kavur beregel kamoysam. That's only matter oilus riyah, because they only have a certain zman to be brought. So that's called a tzairich ayayim. But something which does not have to be brought in this zman, there's no heter to be makir. The shtei alechem da tzeret, the choyvas hayayim heim, the shtei alechem is, of Ashuas is also a choyvas hayayim, the einam ru'uyim love koydim, he can't bring them before, the Ligzibu Shema Yisha say lesson that we will ask her to bring on Yontif because you might stoop it off till Yontif. You can't bring it before Yontif. Is Afal Pikain, Hoyel V'yochel Afoysami Erev Yontif, since he could bake them Erev Yontif, Omer Abonam B'Meseches Menoches Dein Doichen Es Shabbos, Es Nadeich Shabbos in Yontif, Le Shabbos Le Yontif. Bafiyosan, the Labdum Yidachagigu, so we see from this that a korban which could be brought before Yontif or after Yontif, that is not Deiche Yontif. So therefore, Abhune said that those who aser nedorim and nedoves, they don't aser those who aser nedorim and nedoves. They don't also mekayich zeire, nor they also meiker hadin, since it can be done, brought before Yontif or after Yontif. That is this memre of Rav Huna. Now, there's a tremendous problem on this Gemara. He says, Rav Huna had a shaila, is if you aser nedorim and nedoves, is it also min ha-Toire, or is it also min ha-Rabbonim? And Rav Huna proved it's also min ha-Toire from a Mishnah in Menoches. It says, the shtei alechem, they baked it before Yontif, so you see you're not permitted to bake it in Yontif, since you could have baked it before Yontif. So the Maharsha asks, Amir de Kekashe, so the Maharsha asks, I could prove it to you from the first Beraisa we learned. Beis Hillel said a Kal V'chayma. Beis Hillel said, Madach Tzorchei Hedyet is Mutter in Yontif, so Tzorchei Gevoy is Avada Gevis Mutter in Yontif. So he brought a raya that min ha-Toyre you're allowed to be makriv an Oilos Riyah. So what did Beis Shammai tell him? The Tochem and the Dovish Shechiach. How can you say Tzorchei Gevoy and Mutter? The Dorim and the Dovis are mutter to be makriv. You're not allowed to be makriv them in Yontif. Now, so Kolchoch, if Beis Shammai wants to shlug up the Kal V'chomer or Beis Hillel, so Kolchoch it's a deraisa. It's not a gzeira de rabbonin, it's a deraisa. So you see, we have a machloikis, two deraisas. If the Dorim and the Dovis you can be makriv them in Yontif. So the first deraisa that holds its osa, zich holds its osa min ha-Torah. So what is this whole shakla v'taya of Rav Huna Ikla, Rashayla, and he brings a ray from a Mishnah Menoches? It's muchach, and the barais, it's muchach, that it's also min ha-Torah. This kasha the Marsha asks. So the Marsha answers that Rav Huna had no shaylas in this barais. So this barais is zicha holds it's also min ha-Torah. But we hear on Daf Yutes Amud Aleph also, a tane that held that Nedorim and Nedovis is also beyond it. So according to that tana, he was clearing a shaila, and that he says some of that tana also holds that it's also min ha-Torah, with the Raya of Menachis. And this Marsha, the Shara Melech Tainis, so if there's one Tana that holds that it is also Menatera, maybe the Mishnah Menachis is going according to that Tana. Therefore, the Shara Melech wants to emphasize the Marsha's Kasha with a beautiful Teretz. The Shara Melech wants to say, Nidorim and Nidovis, when we're speaking about Nidorim and Nidovis, There are two types of Nedarim and Nedarim. There's a Shlomim and an Oila. He says, an Oila, no one ever held that that's Mutter to bring in Yonte. An Oila is Zicha also to bring in Yonte. Nidrei Shlomim, since there's a Achilas Hedyet involved, there's an Achilas Odom, there's a Mokim Lehistapik, are you permitted to bring this in Yonte? There's an achilas hadyit, or you're not permitted to bring it in yontet. But a nidrei oilo yizicha can't bring in yontet. So the Shar HaMelech wants to say, the first Baraisa was speaking about oilas. That means as follows, that Hillel made a kal v'chomer, that madoch tzolchei hadyit is mutter in Yontev, Avada Gevis, one can bring an Oilus Riyah in Yontev, which is Tzolche Gevoy. So Beis Shammai told him, you can bring an Oilus Riyah, Tzolche Gevoy, why can you bring an Oilus Nedove in Yontev? That was Nedorim and Nedoves Techiyah. You're telling me you can bring an Oilus Riyah, Oilus Nedove Techiyah. So, from this Baraisa, we zicha know that an Oilus Nedove, no one holds this is permissible. But now, Rav Huna is speaking about Shalmei Nedove. Shalmei Nedove, where there is an Achilas Hedyet, maybe that is permissible in Yontev, because there's an Achilas Hedyet, or maybe not. So, Rav Huna is speaking about Shalmei Nedove, and Rav Huna brings a raya from Shtei Alechem. The Shtei Alechem was also Achilas Hedyet. Bafal Pikein, it was not Doiche Yontem. So that's how the Shar HaMelech emphasizes the Marsha's Kasha. Let us see Tosfos. Tosfos says, Shekiroscho Psucho. This is the second Kal V'chomer that Rabbi Shaul brings down from Hillel. That in Yontev, the oven is open. Perish hakuntres loshen kira mamish. Kiroscha means a oven. Venire, I think Taisus means to say venire li, Taisus is chaylik am Rashi. The rotzoloi metara loshen, psamod no loshen, the oven is open. The oven is the rotzoloi me kemoi vayichre lohem keiro gedoilo. So this is a posuk in Melachim. It means Vayichra, he prepared a sude, keira gdeila, a large sude. So Tosfos wants to learn pshat is that it's shekeiroscha psucha, that you're permitted to make a sude for yourself, prepare a sude for yourself. Azicha yevadigivis permitted to prepare a sude for gavoya. So Tosfos learns it's a loshen of suude. Nedorim unedovais yechichu. Perish HaKuntres, Rashi said, Shemuta lehedyet bimokim, what's that Shemuta? Shemuta lehedyet bimokim shemut, what does muta lehedyet mean? Yom mokim shemuta lehedyet. Bimokim shemitorim lehedyet lasis kol tzolchoi kigayim biyontiv. Asurim likorim ligoboyam. Afal pikein, it's also likorim legavoya afilu shlomim b'choshkein oilus. That's, we don't have this in our Rashi, but al-Kapod, that's how Tosfos says, that b'mokim, azman, that's mutorim lehedit lasis kol tzolchoi, kegayim b'yontit, afal pikein, asurim likorim legavoya, you're not permitted to be makab legavoya, afilu shlomim b'choshkein oilus. Then the Gemara says later, Bamai Kamiflagi, what is the machlokes between the first Barais and the second Barais? So let us see the Bach. Perish Rashi, the Mar Sober Tanekame, the Omar, the Dormen Edoves Yechichu, the Dormen Edoves, Ein Kreivim. So he cannot be Makrim the Dormen Edoves. Umar Sober Abishol holds that the Dormen Edoves are Kreivim. That is, Umar Sober Abishol, the Dormen Edoves Kreivim Beyontev, with the Leikoma, the Dorim, and the Edoves Yechichu. So Rashi Lom Shad, the first Baraisa, since Beishamai slugged them up with the Dorma the Dovis, so Beishamai holds the Dorma the Dovis, are not craven beyond it. The second Baraisa that Beishamai did not mention the Dorma the Dovis, it seems Beishamai holds that according to Beisil, the Dorma the Dovis are craven beyond them, so he didn't have a cash on him. V'horav, Rav Shmuel, hoye meforish perish acher. Rav Shmuel had a different shot in the whole Gemara. Nedorim unedovois yechichu. What does that mean? It means as follows. Bemokaim. What did Basilo say? Basilo said, whenever there's a heter lehedyet, about the givist is a heter legevoya. So Beishamai said, Nedorim unedovois yechichu. Bemokaim sheyesh chelek lehedyet. Kigoin shlomim, that means shlomim are mutter, pasurim ligavoya kigoin oilevs. So it comes out that Beis Shammai is slugging up Beis Hillel. He says, you're telling me govoya is a kosh came from Hedyet. I'll bring you a raya from the Dorim and the Dovis. One can bring nidrei shlomim. But one cannot bring nidrei oilois. So it comes out that the first baraisa holds that nidrei shlomim, Beis Shammai held, you could bring. The opposite of Rashi. B'mai komiflegi, tanikam esovar, nidorim unedoveis kreivim beyonte. The Tanakhama says that I'll bring you a raya from nidrei shlomim. Nidrei shlomim you could bring, and nidrei oilois you can't bring. Idekoma b'makim shemuta lehedyet kegain shlomim dav nedorim unedoveis. Halma desvirla letanikama de nedorim unedoveis kreivim beyontev asurim legavoye kegain oilo. So Rav Shmuel said that the first baraisa holds leheper. You could bring nidrei shlomim. But Abishol, the second baraisa. The Omar Ma Bimokim Shekiros Chostumo. That was the Kalvachayma of Beis Hillel. Well, let's look at the side of Beis Shammai Ahadrila in the Dorim and the Dovish Shechich. We don't have this Kiros at all, but that's how the Maram Sataisus was Kiros. Shekiros Chopsucho. From the Dorim and the Dovish, I can prove to you, even though you can have a Sude, the Kiros Raboch Stume. But the Mizbeach can't have anything. That means in the Lashon of the second Baraisa, it would seem that Kiras Rabach Stume, that for the Mizbeach, nothing is permissible, so he's coming to include Afilu Shlomim. It's Mamish Punktverkehrt from Rashi. According to Rav Shmuel, the first Baraisa holds you can be makrib nedorim, and the second b'raisa holds you cannot be makrib nedorim. Because shalai perusha de beperik el, so it comes out that Abishol holds that you cannot be makrib nedorim. Because shalai perusha de beperik elu oivrim oma behedye, v'sova lok Abishol, de oma lochem v'loy lenochem, mashma avo nedorim, and the dovis kreim v'yonto. Abishol is the one that holds you could be makrib nedorim and the dovis. Because he's the one that doesn't say lachem loy legavoye. Amba the svir la b'shod in the dom adov is kredis b'yontev lachem nira keperish rishin like Rashi says. Lachem v'loy lenochim b'sil adam idor shil lachem v'loy legavoye lamuti nedorim and adov is keteperash te beperikame alo noket kusim eklov and the psikilei, because gavoye sometimes it is mutter, sometimes it's not mutter. See, therefore, he chapped on the lechem is coming to be memayit, akum, and klov.
Sagt die Gemara weiter. I boy Elohu. I'm going to clear a shayla. Le divrei ha'oimer nedorim o nedovois ein kreivim biyontev. According to the man the Yoma, that you cannot be makriv nedorim nedovois biyontev. Ova v'shochat. What happens if he shechted it? You're not allowed to do it. He shechted it. What is the din? What happens now? Are you permitted to make zrike, or are you not permitted to make zrike? Now, what is the shaila? Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Ovar v'shochat mai mahu sheyizroik esadom. Are you permitted to make zrike? And we'll see later in Rashi, zrike an a korban is also midarabonon. It's a shvus. The Dvar Shmuel and Psochim and the beginning of Eilu Dvorim and the Tosfos HaRashba there says the Shvus is because the Zrike is Mesaken the Korban. After the Zrike, you're allowed to eat the Bosa. After the Zrike, you're allowed to be Makter the Yemurim. The Zrike is a Mater. So it's like a Tikkun Mone. And therefore, there's a Shaila now. He was Makriv, a Korban, Shaloi Bershus, it's not Doiche Yontif, he did an Issa, but what do you do now? Now you have a Kolm that was Geshochten, what happens now? Ovar V'shochat Mai, Rova Omar Zoyrik Es Hadom Homenas Lahatir Boso Ba'achila. So Rova says, if there is meat here, and that means if you will be Zoyrik the Dam, there'll be a Simchas Yontif, will be able to eat the meat of the korban. So therefore, one is permitted to be zorik as adam. That means they were matter the shvus of zrikas domim in order to be matter the bosa. Rabbi Barav Huna Omar zorik as adam amenas lahakter imurim la'eret. Now Rabbi Barav Huna said a big chiddush. I feel like there's no bosa. Somehow the bosa became tummy. There's no bosa. But if you'll be Zeirik now the Dom, you'll be able to be Makter, the Imurim of the Korban, Meitzoy Yomtev. If you won't be Zeirik the Dom now, you won't be able to be Makter, the Imurim. So Rabbi Barav Huna said they were Mater, the Shvus of Zrikas Domim, even though there's no Tzeirich Hayoim, there's no Tzeirich Yomtev, but since there's a Tzeirich for there's a tzeirich hakolben, there's a tzeirich of mitzvahs haktore, so they were mater the shvus of zrikas domim to be mater the haktores emurim balaylo. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, bosa, mash is a kaldom, so Rava said, amenas lahatir bosa bachila, kloima. Im habosa kayim, if the meat is around, Shetehei zrikosoi tzoyrech yontif, so the zrike will be a tzoyrech yontif. Sheyoichel habosa hayayim will be able to eat the bosa. Zoyrech. So then he's permitted to be zoyrech. That means if the zrike will bring about a heterachilas bosa, be able to have simchas yontif, so the matter the shvus of zrike. Vimlav eini zoyrik. That's what Rav holds. And Rabbi Barav Huna holds that one is permitted to be zoyrik the dam al manas lahakter emurim la'erev. Afilu enkan elo letzoyrich hechsher kolben. The only thing you'll accomplish with the zrike is only that you'll be able to do the avodas hakolben. Lahakshir kolben. You can't be zeirik at night. You could be makter the imurim at night. V'yamtim ad shetechshach v'yaktiro. So he's permitted to be zeirik the dam in yomtiv in order to enable himself, to be makter the imurim meitzoyant. So there's a machlokes. A korban was geshochten shaloi kedin. It was geshochten shaloi kedin. They were mechalo yontif by doing it. Ova, Vaisis Afilo, they did it b'mezid. First of all, we have to figure out why you're permitted to eat it, Bechlal. There was a chilul yontif over here. Just like if a person is machalo Shabbos b'mezid, he's not allowed to eat. A person shechs b'mezid in Shabbos, he's not allowed to eat it. L'cheira, the same thing should apply in yontif. But for some reason, no one speaks about this. So we have here a machloikis. We have here a machloikis. If they shechted a kolbin shlomim, let's say they shechted a shlomim, a neder on the dove in yontif, and they shechted it in yontif, which the shechita was done by Issa. So now the shaila is, what is done with the dam? Are you zoyrig the dam, which is a shvus derabonon, in order to enable you to eat the bosa, so there'll be a simchas yontif, so it seems there were matter of the shvus, the tzayrich simchas yontif, but that would only be if the bosa is around. If the bosa is not around, then Rava holds you cannot be zoyrig the dam. And Rabbi Barabunis says, Afilu, the bosa is not around, and there won't be any simchas yontif through the zrike. But the zrike al koponim would enable us to make the mitzvahs haktore meitzoy yontif, so Rabbi Huna holds this is also permissible.